Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Irene, and I want to know, there's a charge in my account of $67. Why they're charging me that?
Okay, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
43068.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I have that zip code again?
43068.
Thank you. Can I have that first and last name?
Irene Crano.
Can you verify the address for me, ma'am, for security purposes?
So what company is this in the first place?
This is a third-party company, ma'am. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Okay. So I didn't authorize you guys to charge me. Can that be refunded? I'm not interested in any of that.
We are a third-party company, ma'am. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Yeah, they didn't tell me. They said it was a free pay shipping,
okay.
And then I paid $5, and then the next day they're charging me. I did not sign up for anything. Can that
okay, can
my
you,
money be refunded? I'm not interested
can you,
in anything.
Can you verify the address for me?
I don't know if I put my address. 2817 Seneca Loop. Reynoldsburg, Ohio, 43068.
Thank you. The reason you're being charged is because of the first charge you made on December 23rd, ma'am. You enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a crew set. And by you making that charge, you were agreeing to the terms and conditions. In those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, after you lose, you will be billed monthly. And each time that you are billed, it will increase your chances of winning.
No, I can send you what they sent me. They didn't say anything. They just said thank you, that I should expect an email. I didn't get anything. I only paid the
$5. You have to read the terms and conditions.
I'm not interested. Can my money be refunded? They didn't tell me that.
Because it is a valid charge, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, I want my money back. That's not what they told me. I
you have to
read
the
what
terms and
they
conditions,
don't.
Ma'am.
There was
I
no
can
terms
offer you
and
the
35%
refund.
I don't want 35. I want my money back. I want my
okay,
67.
Ma'am.
I didn't
the best
I
can do for you, the best I can do as a courtesy is a 50% refund.
I don't want a 50. I want my money back. I didn't buy anything from you. I want my money back.
When you enter into the sweepstakes for a chance to win the crusade.
Well, they didn't. I will send you the email they sent me. There was no terms and conditions. They gave me a thank
yes.
you. They gave me an ID number and a customer service number. There was no terms and conditions anyway.
You have to click on the word terms and conditions to read the terms and conditions.
So why didn't you people say read terms and conditions or say it there? They didn't say anything. I just saved that information. It was through Kohl's. I just ordered something, and I didn't know Kohl's was going to send me to you guys for you to be charging me. I just need my money back.
Okay, ma'am, the best I can do for you is a 50%.
I don't want a 50%. I want my money back. I didn't buy anything from you.
Okay, ma'am, well, I won't be refunding you anything since you don't want the 35% or the 50%. Is there anything else I can do
well,
for
yes,
you today?
You will. I'm going to report it to the bank.
Is there anything else
That's
I can
fraud.
Do for you today?
No, give me my money back.
Ma'am, you don't want the 35% or the 50%. Thank you for calling
Why
customer support. You have a great day.
Okay.